And on Books and Arts, it's time now for Top Shelf. Internationally acclaimed author Garth Nix tells stories about fantastical worlds for both children and for young adults. His books include the Keys to the Kingdom series and another series called The Old Kingdom. For Top Shelf, the Sydney-based writer reveals some of the sources for his complex tale and for the strong characters who are often women.
The first thing in my Top Shelf pick is actually an artist, the 17th century etcher Jacques Callot. I love his etchings, I think, because of the incredible detail that he manages to achieve. So you really get a view of life in that time. A couple of favourites. There's one which is a view of the Pont Neuf, which shows the famous bridge in Paris. But there's so much more going on. There are people driving horses to swim in the river, there's construction going on. Everywhere you look, there's life and activity and so much happening. Apparently he used to etch using double magnifying glasses to be able to get that incredible detail into his work. And I also have a series, I was lucky enough to be able to buy an edition of his famous series, The Miseries of War. It's not a very cheery set of etchings, but again, there's this tremendous detail and life, showing life and death and war in the 17th century. And there's so much going on. You can look at them probably for hours, each one, and just see so much in it. One of my favourite films is Sergio Leone's The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Not just for its music, which of course everybody knows. I think that's some of the most iconic music ever composed. And I do love the music, but I also love the film. And I think one of its main attractions for me is that it's almost a fable. It actually feels like an ancient story told in the shape of a Western. And I do love Westerns, but that one has a particularly strong story. It has these characters who are almost archetypes. And as is suggested in the title, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it's seeing a fable as a Western, shot so beautifully, such wonderful landscapes. And again, there's so much going on in every frame of that film. Another one of my picks is Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable. There are many, many editions of Brewer's, but the older ones are better because they have so much strange content in them. And the 1898 edition, which is also online, you can look it up online. It's not quite the same as having the physical book, and I brought one with me to the studio, a two-volume set. One of the things I like about Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable is you can open it almost anywhere, and I've opened one here, and you will find either an idea for a story or some strange bit of information or something that will just make you think about things. And I've opened it, and the first thing that comes out is pallbearers. The custom of appointing men of mark for pallbearers has come to us from the Romans. On that page there are also entries about Palm Sunday and palm, an itching palm, a hand ready to receive bribes. And that's illustrated with a quote from Shakespeare. And I could just open it again at any other page and find things like Robin Mutton, a simpleton. Many, many forgotten terms, expressions, phrases, little bits of legend. If you're a fantasy writer in particular, Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable is a wonderful resource and will provide hours of interest and entertainment. My fourth pick is some very evocative music, the march from the music for the funeral of Queen Mary by Henry Purcell, which I've always loved. I think I first encountered it in the synthesizer version by Walter Carlos in the soundtrack for A Clockwork Orange, which is not my favorite version now, but it's what I first encountered as a child. And I remember it almost feeling in my bones, that music, and certainly experiencing it later as played by trumpet, quite ancient trumpets, a strange sort of slide trumpet called the flat trumpet, I believe, and the drums. And it's so melancholy and moving, and I always listen to it when I want to conjure up a particular feeling of loss and sadness. I can play that music and I'll find the emotion that I need for a particular part of a story.
I'm disturbed to know that Garth saw Clockwork Orange when he was a child. I saw it when I was 19 and it's still in my head and I wish it wasn't there, to be frank. He saw it when he was a child, he says. And I think he might be the first person ever to have a dictionary on his top shelf. But why wouldn't you have a dictionary on your top shelf? Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable, the 1898 edition. That's the Australian author Garth Nix, and his latest book is a collection of 19 short stories. It's called Hold the Bridge, and it's published by Allen and Unwin. And we spoke to him only last week. Kate Evans spoke to him here on the show, and there's a link on our website to her discussion with Garth all about that.